Hey, Raider Nation. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. As the Raiders prepare to go to Cleveland to take on Johnny Football, whether he gets to start or not, Raider defense has to be mindful of what he is capable of doing, not only with his feet, but with his arm. As we take a look at him, Johnny playing against the Tennessee Titans, this pre-snap look, Johnny is eyeballing the middle of the field to see which one of these safeties is going to play in the middle. As we watch the play take off, we'll watch Johnny notice that the safety doesn't return to the middle, and there's got a big void in the middle of the field. So he decides to throw one up for Travis Benjamin. Turns out to be a 60-yard touchdown pass. Gets the crowd excited, and of course, the Johnny Football era seems to begin. In week one against the Jets, watch the defensive tackle for the Jets. What he's going to do, he does have B-gap discipline. He should have B-gap discipline. But instead, he comes inside, collapsing the guard down, hoping to get pressure. This is a big mistake because the Jets are running a cross blitz, which occupies the A-gaps. So there's nowhere for Johnny to go in this area. If you maintain your discipline as a defensive lineman, then there should be a way to corral Johnny and get the sack. Initially, he maintains the B-gap, but he collapses the guard into the A-gap, which creates a natural lane for Johnny Football to run up through. Now, he's equally dangerous with his legs because you saw the move that he put on Antonio Cromartie coming from the secondary. This is something you can't have because this wears down defenses as well as everything else. Well, Raider Nation, that's this edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. See you next week.